Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Exactly. I was thinking about, you know, a lot of people love and, you know, the idea of being successful and doing, you know, good work and having.
I like more than the idea. I actually would like
well,
to.
Well, yeah, it has to. Yeah. Well, you got to start with the idea first, you know.
Right.
Like, I want to
not
be successful.
Not in America.
Yeah.
I expect to drop out of this guy. Do you ever have an idea?
Okay. Yeah. Successful, but a lot of times you're missing the, you know, the key components to being successful. And there's one key component in Proverbs 14:23. It says, all hard work brings a profit. But mere talk leads only to poverty.
Mm.
Nothing in life just happens. Believe it or not, it just doesn't happen. And anything of true significance, you know, involves a dream, right? A dream of sharing of that dream, talking about it. And of course, hard work to fulfill the dream. You need all three. You need, you know, dreamers, talkers, and doers, and builders, right?
Oh, yeah.
But some are just dreamers. They plan.
And plan some more.
And plan some more.
Ready, yeah. ready. You ever think about aiming?
Yeah.
Fire?
Or firing.
And then you got those that just fire, aim, and aim.
Yeah, right. No, what just happened?
Put that
I just down. Got shot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they just plan. They just plan and dream, and it's like, wait a minute. Are you going to do something with these plans, or are you just dreaming here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have some of those that just talk. They talk.
Some.
Well, yeah, I guess a lot. Right.
Most.
It's like, oh, I get it now. I get it.
They talk. No walk. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, you can't just talk about it. You know, they love to share their dreams, love to share about what it's going to be like. And it's like, man, somebody's got to get in here and start doing something. There's a third component to all this is hard work. Don't go there. Then my eyebrows hit the top of the head.
Like a tournament.
I knew that was coming. So staying focused here. Hard work.
You were talking? What's that? This is good.
Yeah, talking only leads to poverty, but hard work is what brings a profit. And Proverbs 14:4 says that where there is no oxen, the manger is empty. But the strength of an ox comes from an abundant harvest. You know, it's diligence. It's being faithful. It's having all of three of these components. And they're all important because, you know, you can put a whole bunch of hard work and don't even have a plan, you know, and don't know what in the world you're doing. Spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
You can talk about it, and you know what? Talking about it doesn't pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know, it just doesn't get it done. And you can dream, but if you're just dreaming and you don't plan to put any feet.
No faith,
no action. It just doesn't happen. We need to be dreamers and talkers and talking the vision out and then actually working it out and seeing that vision come to pass.
Mm-hmm. So many people work so hard their whole life, don't they? And it's like, but it's like, you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Mm-mm.
And you've showed up several times at the nothing that you were headed for and you never knew that you got there and your life ends. You go, what was that?
Exactly.
What was that? You think about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And it's sad. You can, people arrive to a place on accident.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually arrive to a place on purpose.
Yeah. Living life on purpose.
What a concept.
Intentionality here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Starting your day on purpose makes me think about if you get a chance to go and listen to that on VFN Torch.
Mm.
Called Starting Your Day on Purpose.
Yes.
Purpose, which is purpose, power, and vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need strength, you need clarity, and you need a direction.
Direction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And vision is so important. I know you've been listening to VFN Radio. We've spoken a lot about vision. I encourage you to go to the top of the torch, and you can go to the torch by going to VFNTV.com and selecting the moving torch, which is very nice. I like that moving torch. and you click that.
Pretty snazzy.
Yeah, snazzy. Yeah,
hold your hands over. You get real cold. You can get warmed up.
But you click that torch and you go in the right hand, upper right hand corner. You can type in the word vision. And you listen to some of these powerful segments because you really get encouraged. You need a vision. You need a vision.
Without it, you perish.
Without it, you perish. Mm-hmm. But once you got one, don't put it on your business card and do nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I remember this one guy.
Or never pass one out.
It's got to be big. It's got to be big. Big. A million versus like 50,000. Like big vision, right?
A big vision.
A big vision.
A huge vision. Right. Then you got to work towards it.
It's important, though, to have steps in that because you'll defeat yourself having vision so big that it takes your entire lifetime to reach it.
That's right.
You can't smaller, attach your faith to it.
You know, a business sector would say intermediate goals.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get that celebration. You need some things to check off and to celebrate and
feel good about.
Yeah, feel good about.
It's done. We're right. We're blazing through. We're halfway done. Right. But
I got a check mark.
Yeah, that's the value. One of my values, like accomplishment.
People who live on purpose, they actually like the check mark. That's a
that's a
rush.
Beautiful thing.
And think about it, that you can, you know, all day long your day has to count for something. There's just some, you know, there's some people out there that just giving time.
You know, remember too that a person without a vision is at the mercy of the demon or the man who does. And a visionless people, that void will be filled by darkness. And you'll have people that will come in, tyrannical leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And begin to say, okay, I'm going to lead you. And because people are visionless, they're destroyed because they'll be taken. I mean, think about Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, Hitler led a visionless people into a place of just horrific tragedy. But if they would have had a vision, they would have known this particular person's vision is against our vision, so I'm not going to, you know, exercise my voting power because he got voted in. You know, Hitler got voted into office.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of stories about the number of votes. But if they would have known clarity, you can align your
values. It was a visionless society. Here comes this person who comes in with his vision.
His one man's vision.
Think about that.
That came from hell.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. Which shows you the power of kingdom vision.
That's right.
Because you look at where one man, you know, when you think about Charles Seymour, you think about William Booth, you think about Oral Roberts, you think about Steve Hill, whoever.
Right.
Where one man got a vision for a kingdom vision.
That's right.
And just, or, you know, Todd down in South Africa, he has a vision for can a nation be one in a day?
Yeah.
And he literally can stir nations up because his vision is for nations, which is an overwhelming vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you start thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Like 50,000, like a drop in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's big. I mean, it's huge.
But he has faith for it. That's the whole thing. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are just dreaming just a dream, but they have no faith whatsoever to attach itself. And you want to make sure that whatever you're dreaming, whatever you're believing for, you can actually have faith to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know,
we think about it, we're literally reaching princes now on BFM radio. And they're connecting to us and we're reaching the world. You know, Kumar right here just joined us over in northern India. And we're just so glad to have you. Obviously, we can't call everybody out, but it's just amazing how that God's into nations. He says, listen, that if you ask me, and this is when you write your vision out, kingdom vision, is the reason why people ask and don't get, because they ask amiss, they ask outside the will of God. Mm-hmm. But this is his will. He wants the nations. He says, make disciples of nations. He says, if you'll ask of me, I'll give you the nations as an inheritance. And this inheritance in the kingdom is so big that you're not going to be able to even digest it. You just got to say, thank you for this inheritance.
Right.
Or some people, they say, well, you know, I knew all this all along. It's like, this thing is so big that you can't even wrap your 2 cents around it. You just have to just go, wow, look what you're doing. Look what you're giving us, you know, in the nations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an amazing, amazing thing. But yeah.
Yes. Okay,
so it's one man, you know, one vision, one God, and nothing's stoppable with that.
That's right.
Wow.
You have God. You know, I think it was Reinhard Bonnke who said, you're a zero, right? We're all zeros. We're no one.
Right.
But if we come alongside the number one, Jesus, we become a 10.
Right.
And then if another zero joins us together, we become 100.
Right.
And then if another zero comes 1,000, there's 10,000 of us. There's 100,000 of us. There's 1,000,000 of us.
If one could put 1,000
in flight,
2 10,000 exponential. Oh, exactly.
You know?
The exciting thing is that when other people hear the same vision, what's coming from heaven, and say, yeah, I'm in agreement with what God is doing, and then you begin to see an army.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
An army just gathering together because we're hearing the orders from God for this generation. And we're beginning to see the formulation. That's why you see a flaming torch.
Mm-hmm.
On VFN TV, because that represents the torch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. Remember, Gideon had this torch, and that keeping that light, you know, shining, giving you hope. Understand that despite what's going on, right before the breakthrough, it's always its darkest hour.
Yeah.
It's always the darkest hour. And when you think about it, Jesus being born, and mm-hmm. what was going on with all the death of the babies and Moses and all those. The enemy just tries everything to be able to stop what he's doing, which means he knows he's about to be out. He's about to lose something. And we're seeing this great, you know, escalation, quick escalation. Mm-hmm. That's how you really know when they're throwing like, is that the sink that just came at us?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the kitchen sink that just came? Okay. That's a good sign. People say, they're throwing the kitchen sink. You go, that's praise God. They're thinking it's over because if they're throwing the kitchen sink, I don't want to talk about all that, but see, I'm just telling you that because you don't have a vision like you're saying, John, you'll be destroyed in all that.
Mm-hmm.
You have no restraint during mm-hmm. that, because vision, people without vision cast off restraint. That's what the NIV says, and what restrains us is that vision. And so we're like water.
Yeah.
You know, we're like water when the enemy's coming in like a flood. We're just a flood with the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But vision helps us make decisions. It helps us have a clear life. It gives us a reason to continue to stand.
Yeah.
It gives us hope. And it gives us an opportunity to love God through our faith, believing him for that vision to take place.
Yeah. Not to mention the energy and the excitement that God stirs within us when we have kingdom vision. And we go after it, you know, because that's what kingdom vision does. God vision does, just stirs you up in your spirit. And now you're sharing it. You're talking about it. Other people are hearing it. And then all of a sudden, what we talked about, this group starts gathering, this kingdom army starts gathering to fulfill the vision that God has, you know, set forth.
Right.
It takes all three: dreaming, vision, talking, sharing about it, and doing hard work.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.